This is the sound of puppy mania.
Hey, stop crying.
As we're all sort of sitting on the floor, there's maybe 20, 30 people around, I guess.
Oh, so cute.
And we're all just sort of sitting looking at these two dogs who are just lapping up the attention.
The idea came up in the summer, and part of it was dog therapy, like touching the dogs and stuff. So I asked my supervisor if we could maybe do it for the students, and it would be, you know, something for when they all move in to sort of like get something together. We went through the rigorous checks and stuff, and we trialled it, and it really worked really well.
I'm a MA 3D computer animation student, and this is a very stressful course, very demanding. Yeah, dogs are very peaceful, and I love dogs so much.
For the benefit of the tape, the puppy is jumping a lot and chewing the lady's hand. It's pretty cute.
How come you're here today?
I need to de-stress.
So what course are you on?
Computing, first year. It's okay, it's tough, but sometimes the work does build up, and sometimes things like these would help us out a lot.
And what is it about the experience that's giving you that sense of stress?
It's probably just a new sense of independence, because it's like all my life I've been my parents and all that, and they've always done this. So there's like certain stuff that they've always done for me and I've never thought about, and now I'm here, it's like, uh-oh. Now I have to think about doctor's appointments and paying rent. Oh.
Yeah, life so, stress.
Yeah, being an adult, it's horrible. So things like these just make you feel back to being a kid again.
Right, this one's Pixie, she's the younger one. She's only
You trying to eat the microphone?
Yeah, she will.
Chocolate bar.
And this one's Shanti, she's 7, so she's a bit older, but they live together and they belong to my supervisor.
I have clinical depression myself, and the reason my parents let me get a dog at home in the first place was to try and help with that, and it did wonders, and I've missed him so much since being here, because I was so used to almost relying on him, and I just love the dogs and just being with them, just so relaxing that there's no pressure to do anything. So being here has been a bit of a challenge, but there's a lot of pressure to do well as well. It's been quite difficult, but with friends and all that, it's helped a lot, because we remind each other to actually behave like humans and eat at regular times and go to bed at regular times. So not that we keep to that, but we try.
They're only domestic dogs, but they like to be around people. They don't mind being stroked. I mean, obviously, she's a bit older, so she's a little bit more subdued. But Pixie really likes to be with people. She likes to be stroked. And she's quite a happy dog. And it just makes the students, you can see them all laughing, smiling. And then they all get sentimental and say, always, I want to see my dog. I want to see my dog. So that's one of the reasons why we did it. And it's worked in all the hauls that we've done for the whole week. We've had a big turnout, which has been nice for them, and it makes them go away smiling.
Okay, I thought I saw you earlier on making psychic signals to the dog to bring it towards you.
I mean, that might have been me, yes.
It seemed to be working.
Well, it's not working now, because I've been trying for a while, and it's not coming anywhere near me. But
so how come you showed up today?
Because I heard there were dogs, and I like dogs.
Okay,
pretty much, yeah. I mean, I have a deadline on Monday as well, so I thought it would be a nice break.
Are you finding the whole uni environment kind of stressful?
Well, I've actually done most of the work for this project at home, but I do get very distracted there, and I think having a break and seeing some people and dogs is helpful. I think the uni environment's actually okay around deadlines, because you just spend it in the labs with people, which is quite nice in a very stressful way.
What, you mean that everybody's all completely stressed together?
Yeah, it's a communal experience, you know. Yeah.
You're having a communal breakdown.
Yeah, pretty much.
We all know that people get very, very stressed, and the thing that they seem to gravitate towards are animals. I mean, they even look relaxed, just sort of sitting there. They're not touching the dogs, but it's just they're staring at them. So, you know, it's just the environment and how the dogs make them feel. And it has been proven that it does work. So we know it works, you know. As long as they're happy for us to be here, we'll come.